2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Taylorsville police still searching for a man accused of killing a popular radio personality. Anti-domestic violence advocates say her death will scar her family for life. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a bicyclist who was run over by a car multiple times has died. The same car hit 62-year-old Warren Watanabe as he was pulling out of a parking lot in Roy last month. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky?
Windy and rainy. That's in Tooele County and Utah County right now. I'm looking at a live shot of the rain coming down and that wind blowing that traffic camera around at the point of the mountain in I-15. So just be prepared to feel those wind gusts and be prepared for wet driving conditions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers for the afternoon, highs near 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And mostly cloudy, 63 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Today was the day a number of vaccine mandates kicked in nationwide. In Chicago, the police union locked in a legal battle with city officials over mandatory COVID vaccinations. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This standoff appears to be far from over, with no immediate solution in sight. The department issuing a memo reminding those officers who do not comply that they could lose their jobs.
Unvaccinated police and fire employees in Seattle told after today they'll be fired if they don't get the shot. And in California, a statewide anti-vax day of protest urging parents to keep their kids home from school.
Kim is a grandmother of eight who drove close to 400 miles to join hundreds of others to protest against vaccine mandates for children to attend school. She argues the science behind the COVID vaccine is unproven and cannot be forced upon parents to give to their children.
It's not pro and con vax. It's all about medical freedom, and you can't let it go.
Currently in California, the governor's plan is for children to be mandated to get the vaccine to attend school the semester after a COVID vaccine is fully approved for that age group. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The White House today saying President Biden has been briefed on the kidnapping of over a dozen Americans in Haiti this past weekend. Negotiations underway. Former State Department official and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard with some other U.S. options.
The FBI actually has an in extremis hostage extraction capability, as does special operations groups within the U.S. Military.
Nearly every living U.S. president remembering former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who died today of complications from COVID-19.
President Biden remembered Colin Powell as a trailblazer, a trusted confidant and friend. He called Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity.
ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. Powell was fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but suffered from multiple myeloma, which weakens the immune system. He was 84. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Popular Latina radio host Gabby Ramos was shot in her home this weekend. The search is ongoing for the suspect. Paul Nelson joins us live with the latest. And Paul, her family made emotional statements outside of their home this afternoon, many of them in Spanish. What were their messages to the public?
Well, the one thing that they wanted to say first was to talk about her, about Gabby Ramos, and they called her a fighter. Some people said that she was full of light and that she was always worried about her daughters and basically thinking about friends and family before she was thinking about herself. But they were talking about how she definitely was a fighter and wanted to convince more women out there who are going through problems that, you know, they're not alone and that they can actually face these problems head on. But she wanted to give them the courage to do that.
Is this from her own experience that she was speaking, Paul? What exactly was her message? Was this a radio message to her to victims?
Well, she did have a podcast that she was starting that did speak about women's issues as well. But matter of fact, there were other family members that had a message to for victims that were out there. And let me play a part of that. That this is in Spanish, but this is from her brother-in-law, Juan Hernandez.
No tengan ese temor. Que van, que tienen, o sea, aquí hay gente que las apoya, más que nada la violencia, todo eso, es algo que lamentablemente mucha gente está callada.
He basically said that this is something that you don't have to be afraid to come forward about. Don't be afraid to get help, and that there are people out there who are ready to support you. But he also said that when it comes to domestic violence, this is the topic that too many people are silent about.
What does family have to say about the suspected shooter?
Well, they had a very strong message for him specifically. Let me play that for you. Again, this is in Spanish.
Que se entregue.
Que se entregue.
Se entregue para que enfrente la justicia. Él sabe lo que hizo y tiene que enfrentar las consecuencias.
Que cuando quieres a alguien, no...
Lastimas. Que él lo hizo a propósito.
They said, turn yourself in, face the consequences, you know what you did. And they, matter of fact, some of them even said after that, if you love somebody, you don't hurt them. And he did this on purpose.
Paul, thank you so much for keeping us up to date. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. KSL News Time 319. Time for traffic and weather, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Misa, we're getting a lot of texts from Utah County.
Yep.
People seeing a lot of gusty winds rain. Lehigh, Point of the Mountains, Salem areas.
Yep, yeah. And it's mostly concentrated in Utah County right now. In a large area of Salt Lake County, the roads are still dry. Now, it's getting cloudy. There's some really dark clouds moving in. But starting in Draper and Bluffdale, that's where I'm starting to see the rain coming through. But it's mostly Utah County that's really getting hit pretty hard. And it is water and wind. So along with the rain, you are going to see these big gusts of wind going out. And so that could cause reduced visibility as it's throwing the rain at you if you're driving in that stretch. Now, we are starting to see the weather slowing down the drive on I-15 both directions in Pleasant Grove and Linden, but so far we have not had an accident due to the rain. And this is where it's just good to reduce your speeds, whether you're on a freeway or a side street. Just slow down just a bit. No accidents and good speeds on your Salt Lake County freeways. Don't forget, the wind is hitting really hard along I-80 in the west desert of Tooele County. Steve?
Yeah, it looks like a fresh crash on State Street right now in South Salt Lake at 3200 South. Meantime, northbound 15 moving along really with no problems from Salt Lake into Davis County. Got some thicker traffic there in Layton up into Clearfield, and looking good on Legacy in the west side belt now to northbound 215. Plus light traffic on Highway 89 between Lagoon and I-84. Want a great deal? Transfer the balance of your credit card to Hercules Credit Card or Hercules Credit Union and get 0% interest for the first 6 months, plus 1% cash balance on the transferred balance. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see how long this stormy weather is going to last. The 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Showers afternoon and dropping temperatures for the rest of the day. We get more rain tonight, could be heavy at times, and then more rain for it tomorrow morning as well. Tomorrow's high only 54. Partly cloudy skies on Wednesday, we're up 61. About the same Thursday, 64. Warms back up to 67 on Friday, though, with a mix of sun and clouds. Cooling again for the weekend, with another rainstorm moving in. Showers possible Saturday, high 62. More rain Sunday, 61. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And again, those rain showers right now, mainly in Utah County, here in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. We'll get an update of your money news coming up next.
Come on and get.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Two of the best-known travel companies in Utah, Morris Murdoch and Columbus Travel, have merged and they're celebrating with some wonderful travel opportunities. Morris Columbus has invited my wife Dee and me to host a Windmills and Tulips River Cruise next April during the height of the tulip season. We'll depart from Amsterdam and cruise through the Netherlands and Belgium, seeing endless tulip fields in full bloom. Make the most of your European experience by arriving early into Amsterdam for a Canal City tour and a visit to the Anne Frank House. Book now and receive up to a $500 discount. Plus, you'll receive free gratuities and a free shore excursion in every port. Call Morris Columbus today to join me for this vacation of a lifetime. Or book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL. But hurry, this cruise will sell out and the best staterooms will go quickly.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K.
Cars that save lives.
Donate today. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS or donate online at towcars.org. That's T-O-W-K-A-R-S.
KSL News Time, 325. We are watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by Central Bank. There could be a bacon apocalypse. You probably guessed it. Supply chain issues and inflation are driving up the price of pork. But a new animal welfare law in California might make it unreasonable for restaurants to serve pork. KSL Drive's Ford is going to put $315 million into making a new plant in England to make parts for electric vehicles. Automaker says it will start to produce the parts at the British factory in mid-2024. The world's tallest wind turbine is going up in Denmark. The turbine will stand over 900 feet tall, and even more impressive, it will produce enough energy to power 20,000 houses. Wall Street was mixed today. The Dow ended up down 36 points, finishing the day at 35,258. S&P was up by 15 points. The NASDAQ gained 124 points. A controversial statue of Thomas Jefferson will be removed from its current position in New York City Hall.
By unanimous vote, the Public Design Commission agreed to move the 7-foot statue of Thomas Jefferson from City Council chambers. The commission, however, could not agree on where the 1830s-era statue should go. The New York Historical Society charges a fee. The New York Public Library already displays Jefferson's handwritten copy of the Declaration of Independence. A third option is to move the statue to another space at City Hall. Wherever it ends up, the statue will be elsewhere by the end of the year, part of the national reckoning on Confederate monuments. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And we are seeing storms move into the Wasatch Front. Storms right now in Utah County. We'll get the very latest coming up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.